circulated all these documents to you, so that we also know we are working under time pressure. So that when we come here, we should not just waste time. We take it to everybody has gone through the minutes and the whatever, and I haven't like seen any detail so far. And then we can go straight to the first draft report of the portfolio committee on the first administrative budget for 2019.
I'm first going to give Honourable Issa just to make that comment on the item.
Oh, thank you. I think we did discuss the issue of differentiating between the sweating of assets and sweating of IT assets. And I think we want to make a point in the budget report that we want to exploit the assets that we have to the maximum benefit of defence, and that all measures should be taken to try and ring-fence that money for the benefit of defence. So that is the issue that I have.
Thank you very much. That's in order. Honourable Manet.
Chairperson, I am happy with the report as such, except for one part, and that's the last paragraph. And that is that we support the report to be approved, the budget to be approved. And I'll be honest with you, and I mean, you know where my heart lies because of defense. I honestly don't believe, that this budget will do anything in terms of the problems that you have identified. So, irrespective of the fact that I support the report, but I cannot support that we unanimously report submit for approval of the budget. So, because I do not think it's value for money, and I do think that the government has not done in terms of what we have requested them over the last 2 years, so it's really bad value for money, in my humble opinion. So that's my only problem. If it says that it must be approved, that we recommend for the approval of the budget, then obviously, you know, we will have to ask that our objection be registered. But for the rest of the report, I've got no problem. I know in the past, we have only submitted it for the approval of the report, and then the budget was left to the budget debate and whichever we bring our votes. So, and in that regard, I've always supported the report. And I would very much like to be in a position to support the report, except that one. And if not, then obviously we cannot.
That's right. That should be noted. But now we can then move forward to the member for the adoption of the report from the committee. Honorable Didi Gamere.
I move to the
adoption of the report. Thank you very much. Agenda?
Yes.
Honorable G.J. Scofano, thank you very much. And then,
please minute the position of the DA on that. Thank you.
For clarity, Chair. Honorable Murray is not objecting to the report.
To the rest of the report, no.
No. So it's not objecting. He's saying they want to register their objection to the approval of the budget.
But part of the report is recommendation for the approval of the budget. No. That was my problem.
No.
Because that's part of the report now.
But I think we need to record it properly.
Yes. Yeah.
That honorable supports
the rest of the report.
The report.
But
when it comes to the allocation of the budget,
we cannot support that part.
That was also my understanding.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It will be recorded as such. Can we go to the DRC report? DRC report. Nothing on that report. Honorable Murray.
Chairperson, I think the report is quite comprehensive, and in my opinion, a true reflection of what we have experienced, what we have heard. I've only passed on, I think yesterday, you would have seen, and I've just indicated to Peter this morning, where I picked up, where they indicated to us what was the UN allocation of hours for helicopters and what has actually been flown. And I've just requested him to, because that comes from the submissions that we have had, and I've just requested that I think we must put that in so that they can actually see how underutilized our helicopter unit is and how much more money we can earn. My personal view is, and that's not in the report, that if we have got proper funding, that operation can to a large extent be self-funded. Because remember, 80% of the refund is based on the helicopter unit effectiveness. Mm. In February, we only flew 34% of the allocated hours, or 50 hours per helicopter per week. So we have only received a minute part of what is potential that we can do. And if we can ring fence that, it's a self-funded operation.
Thank you very much, Honourable
Chair. I think I should look up. I think the first budget report when you said that we're going to now it's already adopted. I just want to note there were some things in our discussion which were not noted in the report, but now it's already adopted.
No.
But it's fine. It's not too serious. It's okay.
Then can we have a move on with the first of the Honourable Mare Katena, Honourable Didi Kameda. Thank you very much. The report is adopted.
It's subject to the
was that correct?
Everything is adopted subject to the amendment. Now, can we go to the minutes, the first step of minutes? What do you want
to say? 28th February.
28th February?
Yeah.
Any amendment?
No.
I think it's a minute. No amendment. Agreed to, and we are for all agreed. We move from the adoption. Another one is up. So, another one is concerned. I think that's very much 28th of February. The next one. So, in March.
First March.
First match. Do you move for adoption of the Honourable Scotland?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Scotland. Honourable Kaneda, thank you very much. The first of minutes.
7 months. Now we come to your
7 months. any issues on that one? Man, can we move for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Kamele?
Move chair.
Honorable Isao? The second. Other set?
On the 10th of May.
2nd of May.
Oh, 2 May. Yeah, that's okay. Can we have a move on? If we don't have anything to do on the report. Honorable Kamede, agenda. Honorable Mabre. Yes. The report for
9
I move for the acceptance of the minutes of the chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Scotana. Second down.
So.
You were here.
Honorable Ganede. The second report. The minutes. The last set of minutes, 10 May, that available by the Q and other votes, Mosa? Thank you very much.
Yeah, just one thing, Chair. On the, I see on the register, on the attendance register, I was present and I remember. I appear both on those who are present and on the apologies I also appear.
Now,
that brings us to the end of the meeting.
Just a question on the chair. The symposium of the Maritime Ombudsman on the 30th of May, will the committee consider, under your guidance, chair, to have the meeting of the PCMDB in Pretoria while at the symposium?
The first challenge that we have is that we are not sure as to how we hold public hearing out of parliament. It's not going to be.
Whenever the committee says that's
possible.
Hmm? Normally, whenever the committee convenes, it's considered also parliament.
No.
Officially, with the committee.
What is it?
The committee can convene anyway in the country. And that would be that would be known as an extension of parliament.
I don't know. What about the rules? Is there any rules?
Yes,
you
can do it. Hmm?
Yes.
Yes.
It's allowed. Oh, my apologies.
It's allowed.
Yeah, it's allowed.
As long as the GPS.
Okay.
The COVID case.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay. What are members saying? What are members saying?
Just to add what Honorable Niamh Paul said, wherever, if we apply to go and meet somewhere outside, we can do any other business of Parliament there. So I think we need to be fast in letting the people know about the public hearings wherever they will be.
Okay. What are you saying? Are you suggesting that we are holding the meeting out of parliament?
Okay. I think Honorable Issa was trying to find out if it is possible that since you are going to Pretoria, if we attend the symposium, that we could have public hearing. So now it depends on the number of days we'll be there. If we have a day that we could kill two birds with one stone.
Thank you very much. You look into that. Okay, thank you very much. Any other thing you want to remember? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good luck in your debate.
Thank you.
We did this, and Honorable Dambuza was very emphatic that DMB must submit the answers to all our questions before the last speech.
Oh, yes. Did you get anything from them? I will just make a follow-up. Just make a follow-up. And then so that if the document, we get that we might get the document. Today, tomorrow, and then the plan is executed.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. No. So,
when I remember, I'm going
to tomorrow. Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday is tomorrow.
Friday
tomorrow.
What is it now?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.